It's Monday of Holy Week.
Gloria.
The Roman station today is Santa Prassede al Esquilino. St. Praxedes is one of the 25 original parish churches of Rome. St. Praxedes was the daughter of Senator Pudens and the sister of Santa Pudenciana. Their family sheltered persecuted Christians in their house at this location where the church was built. When 23 Christians were discovered in their house, they were killed before Praxedes' eyes, and she collected their blood with a sponge and placed it in a well where she herself was later buried. That spot is now marked by a disc in the pavement. When the church was rebuilt in the early 9th century by Pope Paschal I, the relics of some 2,300 martyrs were placed here for safekeeping. In a side chapel, the St. Zeno Chapel, there is kept what is thought to be half of the pillar where Christ was scourged, brought to Rome by St. Helena. Also here in the church is a tomb by Arnolfo di Cambio for a cardinal, and also one by Bernini, which inspired Robert Browning to write "A Bishop Orders His Tomb." Within the basilica, you see remnants of ancient construction in the 16 granite columns in the nave and the Roman cornices in the architrave. St. Charles Borromeo was once the titular cardinal of this church. The original station, before it was transferred here, was a church on the edge of Rome called Saints Nireus and Aquileus da Fasciola, or Bindings. It is said that St. Peter, fleeing Rome after his imprisonment, stopped here at the first milestone to adjust the bindings around his bleeding feet, injured during his imprisonment. Then the Lord appeared to Peter, and Peter asked him where he was going. "To Rome, to be crucified again," said the Lord. With that, Peter returned to Rome to die on the cross on the Vatican Hill in the Circus of Caligula, next to where the Basilica of St. Peter now stands. Last year on this day, it was the Feast of the Annunciation, and we heard from Father Troadec about Mary's Yes. Let's hear something from Father Parsh. Today the liturgy presents two noteworthy characters who play dissimilar roles in the Lord's Passion. One fills us with solace and comfort, the other with uneasiness and wholesome fear. Their juxtaposition produces a powerful effect by way of contrast. The two characters are Mary of Bethany and Judas. Jesus is in the house of Lazarus at dinner. Mary approaches, anoints the feet of her Savior for his burial, and dries them with her hair. Judas resents her action and resolves upon his evil course. These two persons typify man's relation to Christ. He gives his body to two types of individuals, to Magdalene's to be anointed, to Judas's to be kissed, to good persons who repay him with love and service, to foes who crucify him. How movingly this is expressed in the lesson, "I gave my body to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who plucked them. I did not turn away my face from those who cursed and spit upon me." The same must hold true of his mystical body. Down through the ages, Christ is enduring an endless round of suffering, giving his body to other Marys for anointing and to other Judases to be kissed, beaten, and mistreated. Augustine explains how we can anoint Christ's body. "Anoint Jesus' feet by a life pleasing to God. Follow in his footsteps. If you have an abundance, give it to the poor. In this way you can wipe the feet of the Lord." The poor are, as it were, the feet of the mystical Christ. By aiding them, we can comfort our Lord in his mystical life, where he receives Judas kisses on all sides, the sins of Christians. The gospel account may be understood in a very personal way. In everyone's heart, and my own too, there dwell two souls, a Judas soul and a Mary soul. The former is the cause of Jesus' suffering. It is always ready to apostatize, always ready to give the traitor's kiss. Are you full master over this Judas soul within you? Your Magdalene soul is a source of comfort to Christ in his sufferings. May the holy season of Lent, which with God's help we are about to bring to a successful conclusion, bring victory over the Judas soul and strengthen the Magdalene soul within our breasts.